Dave and Dejanovic. Utah's top political story. Special coverage with Dave and Dejanovic.
Wow, if you're just getting in the car to head to lunch, lucky you. We had so much going on in the show today that we saved the top political drama for the end of the show. So you can sit in the drive-thru line, munch on your hamburger, I guess, in the parking lot there, Dave, and listen to the first big move for the Republican nominee, the GOP nominee for governor for Utah, Phil Lyman, okay, beat out Spencer Cox at convention. He's starting his campaign in court. It's an odd way to start a campaign. He might argue with me on that. And I've given him an open invitation to join the show. I'm sure he's super busy. But he and his LG candidate are suing the current lieutenant governor because the elections office says your running mate isn't eligible to run because he hasn't met the residency requirements under the state constitution.
You know who we get to blame for this? Senator Todd Weiler. Because no sooner does Phil Lyman announce his running mate, Todd Weiler tweets out or posts on X, he's like, your running mate is not eligible because there are some requirements to be a lieutenant governor here in the state. One of those is you have to be a resident for the last 5 years.
Well, I think there's some controversy over how the Constitution was worded, and it says like next preceding years or something really awkward.
I don't know what that means.
They're gonna fight this thing out in court. But here's what I think is going to be Exhibit A for the state elections office. I went into the archives, and I didn't have to go very far back. The YouTube archives. WDBJ7 blah, 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 in Charlotte does a story. It's dated like August of 2020. Okay, so do the math on that. Not quite 4 years ago, Dave. The title of it is Idaho RNC Delegate Lane Bangeter Describes Charlotte Experience. Okay, so Lane Bangeter is the name of Phil Lyman's lieutenant governor choice. That's Lane Bangeter. And this news reporter interviews him for a story when he's casting Idaho's ballots in favor of none other than Donald Trump.
I am proud to cast all of Idaho's votes, 32 votes, to Donald John Trump.
A lifelong Republican, Idaho farmer, and family man, Lane Bangeter, joined more than 300 other delegates in Charlotte to support President Trump for a second term.
Oops.
Idaho farmer.
Yeah, he's a farmer. That's what she said.
Running for LG.
Yeah, and then I was watching the story, and you know, they do the lower third graphic with the name. It said, like, you know, it indicated that he was a delegate from Idaho. And then there's a picture of him in the story as well, standing next to a sign that says Idaho. I think that's going to be Exhibit A for the state. There's probably going to be some voting records out there. There's also probably some property records, whether he declared his home in Idaho as a primary residence. But I think what is probably going to happen on the flip side of this is that his attorney is going to argue, Dave, that the Utah Constitution is very, very difficult to interpret on what the founding Utah fathers, yeah, meant when they said what they said in the Constitution.
Because it was the state Constitution.
Correct.
Here in Utah.
Correct. What are your thoughts?
Okay, so number one, what do I care if somebody has lived in Utah for the last 5 years? Like, that's the criteria that we're living and dying by, is like, we arbitrarily choose 5 years if you want to be our lieutenant governor.
Do they have to be a U.S. resident, though? Because you open a whole can of worms if you don't, you know, put up the
parameters
on it. What would your parameters be? You don't care if they don't live in Utah and have, or maybe, and they have said in the lawsuit that he had lived here for a number of years.
Yes.
And so that's what their claim is going to be.
So let's say, for example, you live here your entire life. You leave for a couple of years for whatever reason. You grab another job. You come back. But you've only been here for a couple of years. I've lived in Utah for 45 of my 49 years, 47 of my 49 years. It's a lot. But if I don't line up just right, then I'm not eligible. I think the spirit of the law is saying, are you a Utahn? Are you invested? Do you live here?
And he lives here now.
And he lives here now. It feels a little bit like, we're going to get you out on a technicality.
I don't know what Lyman's attachment is to Bangeter. I was surprised he's going to, you know, I'm sure he's qualified. I have no doubts about like his resume. I think it's his residency that is in question. It's not his resume, certainly. But I was surprised that he was attached to him, that he'd want to tie up some his precious campaign time.
That he didn't
court.
just change him out.
Just move on. But
it's because I mean
he's. It sounds like he's all. Bangeter's also invested a lot in this too. You know, so he's. Lyman's loyal. What can I say? It's just from a campaign perspective, you don't have much runway. You don't have much runway to get out there and start convincing the rest of the Republicans that weren't at the convention on Saturday that overwhelmingly, you know, voted in favor of Phil Lyman. You got to convince the rest of the party to vote for you at primary, because I'll tell you why. I'm looking at some poll numbers here. And this poll was put out by Noble Predictive Insights. I read it last night. I mean, the line for Cox on this graph is so long. It looks infinite. According to the poll results, among Republicans with an opinion, Spencer Cox holds 81%. And Phil Lyman holds like 6%.
So even though he wins at convention, defeating Spencer Cox, the broader discussion amongst Republicans in a primary election is that they far support Spencer Cox over Phil Lyman.
Right. Well, because when you get to a primary, the right of the party is diluted, right?
It doesn't
hurt
to.
There's more moderate Republicans voting in the primary.
Yeah. No question. Yeah. Convention is very, very specific, but I can see why you'd fight for this, right? This is probably the only time we'd ever talk about Phil Lyman's campaign and his not
any
just
publicity
his campaign,
is
but,
good publicity.
Yeah, I mean his lieutenant governor pick. Like we'd never have that conversation. Fight away. 5 years.